Enjoy the convenience of 7 days a week banking and extended hours with Cube from First Arkansas Bank and Trust. Member FDIC.
Yeah, he's gonna rear choke you.
Yeah, Shanna, I'm sorry. It's you and your husband are the owner of a facility. The name of it is?
It's Grandmaster Hans Martial Arts and Gracie Jiu Jitsu.
That's a lot.
I know what she just said.
Yes. And so, of course, what you're hearing? Do you know what this song is?
This is Kung Fu Fighting.
Oh my gosh, Shanna is all over this thing. Shanna is she's a boss. Yes. So the reason you guys are in there, Leanne, RJ. You know, and I think, Roger, you may know, for years now, I have some of the best graphic work done, yeah. And it's done by Leanne, and she has done stuff for probably over a decade.
Leanne made my Hawk Forever. Media Solutions graphic.
That's right. She probably, yeah. Yeah, probably 15 years, maybe. Yeah. A long time graphic artist at Arkansas Democrat Gazette, and now she's doing it on her own. And she's
so when you say, I've got a girl that
that's
can
my
do
girl.
That.
That's my girl. She is as talented,
yes.
And she knows me well.
No,
she, Scott, she knows
no,
me
it.
Well, but what? Not in the way you may be thinking.
Right.
But,
yeah. And so here's the thing, like, at the Democrat Gazette, when I worked there, David would come up, because I usually usually worked on his, Broyles Award stuff,
yeah, it
and
may
so
be 20 years.
David
yeah.
would actually come to the Democrat Gazette,
yeah.
come up and sit with me.
That's right, we sure would.
At my desk, yeah. And so everybody else was like, ooh, David is sitting with her, like, all day. I'm like, I know.
I'm sure Leanne was like, well, okay, you can get out of here
now. Because I'm a big deal.
But Leanne does great work. Matter of fact, who else? Pat? We're going to come up with something really cool for Pat's logo, and same thing. Trey Schaap is doing that. So that's how I've known you for many years.
Right.
But all of a sudden, 2 years ago, you said you told
it's
me
it's been almost four. It'll be 4 years in October.
You told me you were going to start learning jiu-jitsu,
mm-hmm.
And I was like, "What?" And I just in my mind, the woman that's been doing my graphics, I just didn't see you as a jiu-jitsu kind of person, which is a grappling. It's
yeah.
all on. And,
if you'd have told me a little over 4 years ago that I would be doing this now, I would have just laughed and gone, no.
And you started down that path, now 4 years later, you now just recently, tell us what you accomplished.
So just recently, I went to California. I went with Tom and Shanna, and I got certified to teach Women Empowered. And Women Empowered is a... women-only self-defense program. So
Women Empowered is part of your organization, right,
yes,
Shanna?
Sir.
It's part of the things that you teach in addition to all the other things you teach.
Yes. Basically, this is very practical.
Yeah.
Women's self-defense. We don't do the big puffy suit where you kick them where it hurts or whatever. What we teach,
right,
because
right.
that really doesn't work.
Sure.
what we teach is very practical. It's being aware of your surroundings, but also anywhere from getting out of the situation to deadly force. So if someone comes at you with a weapon, we can actually help you disarm them and hurt them with their own weapon.
So
which is my favorite.
And so one of the things, Roger, just to, you know, Kathy Lee is a good friend of ours and ATA Taekwondo. And so there's all, Taekwondo, Kung Fu, Jiu-Jitsu, Judo. There's mm-hmm. a lot of different
yes.
martial arts out there. And one of the things I know that Leanne's talked about Jiu-Jitsu, and I, even Aikido. Listen, I love the art of Aikido. And Roger, what actor does Aikido?
Oh, Steven Seagal.
Steven Seagal.
He's
and so he made that
face.
Very popular.
He's right
in
your
Aikido
face.
The diet?
No, GRJ is the Aikido the diet. It's close. It's close to that. But one of the things we were talking about, Leanne, is that with jiu-jitsu, you know, Roger, if somebody, most of the time when you're attacked, you're somebody's on you. And so mm-hmm. that's what's so great about jiu-jitsu. It's not a sort of a stand away. It's something that deals with somebody that's in your space
yes,
and
sir.
Dealing with it. And so if somebody
yes.
puts their hand on you, you know what to do.
Right. Be water,
100%.
And so the great thing.
Yes, 100%. Be water.
Yeah, and the great thing about jiu-jitsu, it's like Shanna's husband, Tom, tells us the story about years ago, he was grappling with a friend of his
mm-hmm.
who knows Taekwondo, but he also knew Jiu-Jitsu. So
we've done martial arts for years.
Kinds of martial arts, yes.
Yes.
So,
and so he's a fifth degree. He and I both are fifth degrees in Taekwondo.
Mm-hmm.
But when he was grappling.
Yeah, so his friend got him to the ground.
Yeah.
And as soon as he got to the ground, he didn't know what to do.
Yes.
He didn't have any answers for how to get out of this, you know, the,
yes.
the stuff that.
Yes.
So he was like, I need to learn how to do jiu-jitsu.
Okay, let me tell you right now. I need to, so let it be written, so let it be done. I'm going to learn some jiu-jitsu.
So yes. It'll be written.
We're
so
going to teach
done.
You.
Okay. So let me done.
I've been trying to get him to come to class for like
well,
months.
He can't. As long this as is hilarious. Everybody that he fights is waist high because yeah. he's not going to be able to get his shoulders high.
I am. I have a lot of injuries. I have a lot of
That's
joint.
Okay. Yeah,
I know.
Might work through it. Might work through it.
Yeah. Everything is we can modify yeah. anything.
Yep.
And it's literally for everyone.
What is the yeah. difference between judo and jiu-jitsu? Because judo is the Olympic sport. Olympic sport, jiu-jitsu, right. What's the difference between, can you explain that?
Judo does a lot of throws.
Okay, so it's more
there's
of a throwing.
There's a lot of throwing. With jiu-jitsu, we actually prefer to be on the ground. We prefer to be on our backs.
And that's something. When I watch MMA, I get so uncomfortable thinking, all right, the guy's on his back, he's never going to. But mm-hmm. but people are trained to go,
yes.
that's where I excel
that's
on my back.
That's where I thrive. That's yeah. where I thrive.
So if you want to say, before we fight,
I excel on my back.
Excuse me.
No, I seriously, I would fall directly on my back mm-hmm. and say, come at
How
me.
How about that?
What? That would right there, that would go.
Come at me.
All right, I'm out.
Yeah, they say I don't want any part of it.
Nobody
She's a crazy
does that.
Woman. She's a yeah. crazy woman.
I saw a video of who's the big wrestler that did Brock Lesnar. He had somebody, I can't think of the guy's name. I know his face. I know his name. I can't think of it now. That guy's on the ground, and so Lesnar's up kicking from the top, and all this guy's waiting for, and sure enough, boom, he gets whatever that lock Lesnar's down and taps him out.
100%.
I mean, and so, yeah.
We just wait for someone to make a mistake. Basically, I'll hold you until, because you're going to be uncomfortable with me holding you down. And so you're going to want to move. You're going to want to move and
right.
do things. So I wait for you to do that and wait for you to make a mistake. And then I break your arm.
Now, women empowered. So if she just went
Good
right
Lord.
Through it. So women empowered.
Is this not what concealed carry was designed for?
Well, you may
I'll
not,
take
you,
your gun, sir.
You know, the...
What's it up your butt, sir? It's a gun.
We live in a dangerous world, and I think it's great for ladies to know this. And so you apply the things you're talking about to situations that a female may be in.
Yes, sir.
Where somebody comes in from behind or because, you know, Roger, you have to, it's a, you know, life-threatening situation that happens very quick, and you have to know how to respond quickly. And that's
yes.
what you're teaching in this class,
yes,
right?
Yes, sir.
So a lot of people don't know, but, you know, the Gracie family went to very great lengths to get with law enforcement mm-hmm. all around the United States to figure out, you know, some of the most commonly used attacks on women.
Gotcha, gotcha.
So they came up with techniques to defend against those.
Gotcha.
And so,
when you say most commonly attacks, you mean from behind?
People grabbing
where
your ribs
somewhere,
push you to a car, or take you to the ground.
Okay.
Someone between your legs, that's an assault position.
Sure.
Those sorts of things, that's what they took, and they said, okay, how can we make them feel safe mm-hmm. in these particular situations.
Well, and that's yes. when just the initial thing you're teaching, then you, if you
yes.
if I heard correctly, was to be aware of your
be
surroundings
aware.
Before
Absolutely.
You when you're walking out of the grocery store.
100%.
I mean, are you guys Terminator? I mean, or is it second nature now?
I do. So for me, most of the time women will avert their eyes if someone's making direct eye contact with them. I don't. I'll look you directly in the eye. I want you to know that I could pick you out of a lineup.
Dig it.
And
okay.
If, you know,
oh, interesting.
So that way I stay alert mm-hmm. and I'm not checking my phone. I've got my keys out before I get to my car.
Yeah. Smart.
All of those
Smart.
Things
yep.
that you don't think about and especially like when you have your kids with you. You're
right.
very distracted if you have your kids with you. So just to be alert and aware of your surroundings, that is the number one
yeah.
thing that you can do for self-defense.
I do that, well, Roger. I do that now, as a man.
I don't even know where I parked. You know, when I'm coming back, I forgot where I parked. And I didn't mean to interrupt me when
no,
you were
fine.
Saying those things. But if to be aware of those, well, it sounds like that's something that, for instance, somebody needs to be taught about making that eye contact and looking at your surroundings.
Yes.
If you work if you're a bank teller,
mm-hmm.
if you work at a convenience store, to be aware of some of those things so that you can give that description.
100%.
Because I, it's one of those things where if I see something, did I just get that license plate? Do I remember that license plate number? I mean, because
right.
obviously that's a tag that it's unique. So just to be aware, that's a class everybody yeah. might
well,
want to take.
You're only doing the class 2 times a week, right?
Yes, right.
So it's Wednesdays and Saturdays, right?
Yes, sir.
And
yes.
at what time Wednesdays and Saturdays?
5:30 on Wednesday and 9:00 on Saturday morning.
What's the cost?
It's $95 a month.
Okay.
But we have a 10-day free trial.
Okay.
So you come in, you try the class. at no cost to you.
And there's more classes than just those two, but just the women, for women, right. Those Wednesday and Saturday.
Yeah, Gracie Jiu-Jitsu offers the 10-day free trial, whether it's bullyproof, whether it's women empowered, whether it's combatives.
And Grandmaster Han and Conway Jiu-Jitsu's is in Conway, obviously.
Yes. What'd you just say?
It's Grandmaster Han, Conway Jiu-Jitsu, and Conway.
Yeah,
so,
we don't have any Grandmaster.
Yes. Where is it at Conway? Where is it?
It's 812 North Creek. It's directly across from the Department of Health.
You know where that's at, RJ?
Yeah. Okay. Oh, exactly. Where
if you can find Moik's RV, you can find our
point.
Facility.
Yes, yes.
Let's see. We're nestled between one Moik's RV and the other Moik's RV and the other Moik's RV.
So, when you're walking to a store, grocery, and I'll use that as the example through the whole thing, because that's probably the longest walk you'll have from your car is to a grocery store. Something like that. And I don't know if you go out walking in your neighborhood or whatever, you probably feel safer there than you do, obviously. But if you were to see something, would you go up to a woman and say, look, I just want you to be aware of that? Because what's vulnerable? If you see a woman that's distracted by something, would you say you need to be a little bit more aware because I saw you do what?
I don't do that. What I'll do if I see someone who's distracted, I will stay around that area.
Is that right?
And make sure that they're going to be okay. Right. I'll ask for help. I'll ask them if they need help. One of the things that we teach is for someone to not go through your no. So a lot of times I'll say, do you need help? And if they say no, I'm not going to go, come on, let me help you.
Sure.
Because it's basically breaking them down. But what I will do is kind of hang out in the situation and make sure that they're going to be okay.
You're like Wonder Woman.
Well, the reason I say
that, you just kind of hang out and hang out in the darkness.
Well, you know what? I mean, how many times have we heard? I don't read the paper as much as I used to, or watch local news, so I don't know what is all happening on. I'll just keep doing the same thing I've been doing. But we all know that when you get out of your vehicle, there are trolls that are combing the parking lot to see if you've locked your car, to see if you've got your purse, to see if you do all those things. So when you go in there, how many times have we heard that somebody? I just went in for 10 minutes and their car's already broken into. So somebody's watching you.
So one of the things, to bring it down just a minute, with Women Empowered is we teach what we call a four-phase attack strategy. So studies have shown that most attacks follow a four-phase strategy. Then the phases are phase one is like identify an unsuspecting target. So that's the person that's walking through the parking lot. They're facing
or jogging,
not paying attention. Phase two is to subdue and isolate the target, which is to come up, grab them, isolate them from any people to do what they want to do. Phase three is control and exhaust, which is where your fight may go to the ground, which is where we teach all these wonderful techniques to be able to escape and survive when the fight goes to the ground.
Right, right.
And then, of course, phase four is just carry out the assault, and we never want to get to phase four.
You know, you guys remember, Raj and RJ, there was an incident somewhere in Arkansas where a girl was jogging. And the guy,
that was in Jonesboro.
Horrible. Yeah. The guy killed her. Didn't
yeah.
So
he hit her with a car, I believe.
Is that what it was? Yeah. Well, obviously can't do much about that. But I mean, again, when you're out jogging,
it happens, though.
you can be attacked while you're jogging.
Well, and the thing is that we as humans get comfortable doing the same thing every day.
Right. Yeah.
And if someone identifies you and they're like, that's what I want or that's who I want, and they watch you every day, and you're doing the same thing every day, they know she's going to go to come and go. She's going to go here. She's going to go here. Then she's going to park there.
Right.
They can, you know, so changing up your routine is a really good thing to do. Drive a different way to work. Or
I do that. Yeah.
Don't go to Walmart. Don't go to the same Walmart. Don't go.
That's a great
idea. Don't do
the same thing every day. Because you could have somebody.
And this jogger, this person saw this jogger going down this country road.
Yeah, it was a country road. It was.
Every day. That was the routine. And that was the deal.
By herself. She was by herself. I didn't want to, you know, I asked the guys earlier, and I was surprised they had not heard of the Gracie family. So the way I heard of the Gracie family, guys, is back when, you know, I was watching Steven Seagal and Aikido. Well, that's when it started, and I just started learning, and then all of a sudden the UFC started out. And the big thing with UFC was martial arts, I guess it was karate or kung fu, versus the Gracie jiu-jitsu.
Right.
And that's the first time we saw, wow, this jiu-jitsu deal, You know, we've mostly seen martial arts kicking and punching,
right.
But this is a martial arts style that takes you to the ground, mm-hmm. and nobody could beat the Gracies early on, right?
Right. So the reason that this was born, that Gracie Jiu-Jitsu was born, because Elio Gracie weighed probably 140 pounds.
Yeah, small guy.
And he was getting beat by much larger guys. And he was like, how can I come up with something where I can actually compete with these people? So what we teach is leverage.
Yeah.
It's leverage and technique, and it's just waiting,
like it.
Patience.
Yes.
And after that, he was unbeatable.
Yeah, I mean, really, was those early, the old school at UFC before they got where they are now, is that it was amazing that he no matter how big the guy was, once you get you in a lock or whatever.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, because if you tap, like we'll talk about later.
Okay.
the way we practice is once you feel that, you tap. If you feel like the curtains are closing on that choke, you better
tap.
Okay,
let me say this. When you're in a hostile situation, you do that. You're wanting to put that person out.
1,000%.
There's no tap.
There's no tap for the perk.
You can tap. No, you can tap all day long, and I'm going to be like, yes, you're welcome.
Shannon, you can also break an arm or leg. If somebody's attacking you, sorry, bye-bye leg.
We say break it and take it.
Break it and take it.
That's
I like
almost
it.
Too close.
I mean, if we've
suing.
Been through all of our...
That's right.
If we've been through all of our boundary setting, our de-escalation...
Yeah.
techniques, then none of those are working, then we move on.
Yeah.
And if it goes to the ground, you know, we're not afraid to break it.
I love that. I love the confidence that you guys have.
What if it doesn't go to the ground, though? What happens if you don't go to the ground?
I
like,
can break your arm standing up.
No, RJ.
No, I'm just asking because, like you said, that you work better on your back. And so, like...
He just wanted to say that. I'm throwing it out there.
And like,
she is.
What if dude like says I don't want to go to the ground?
Yeah, her husband's an instructor too, by the way.
I'm just asking.
Yeah,
there are several ways. If they were to grab my hair, if they were to try to push me on the chest, I would break their arm.
Okay.
Or if they push me up against the wall, if they try to choke me, there is a move for
everything. Now, listen, Roger, that's why I want to learn it, because it's I'm sure there are simple techniques that you learn to where you're also you're there. That's why I love watching UFC because of the art form of you make one wrong mistake, I've got an answer for you, and I'm gonna lock you and make you tap out. Now, if you just joined the show, it's Leanne Hunter and Shannon Mullaney. Boom, got that?
You did it.
Again,
so
their facilities in Conway. It's the Grandmaster Han and Conway Jiu-Jitsu Center. How can people find you? Is there like a website or Facebook or whatever?
Our Facebook page.
Okay.
And
what's it under? Well, Women Empowered?
It's under Grandmaster Han's Martial Arts and Gracie Jiu-Jitsu.
There is actually a Gracie Jiu-Jitsu Conway Facebook page.
Yes, you can just look up the Gracie Jiu-Jitsu Conway page. We also have Instagram as well. That has
so
our
people
address
can
on it.
All the information. I love the 10-day free trial if you want to come in and try. All right, listen. We said that that Roger and RJ want to see me in a rear naked choke.
Oh yeah.
So come on. So Shannon here.
Oh, you're doing it now.
I'm gonna do it now.
Yeah.
So do I need to stand?
Here, I'm
gonna
video
stand
this.
Or sit?
Let me get the video.
Also, please tap.
Oh,
please,
yeah, yeah.
David.
Don't worry. I'm gonna tap very. Like,
please
let me,
don't.
Let me go ahead and do it now.
I'm begging you
right
not
now.
To tap.
We have not put anyone to sleep yet. We don't want to try today.
Can you wait until he slobbers a little?
No, it makes it better. You can sit. Right. That's fine.
Oh,
but
please.
I need you to turn.
Yeah, I got to get the
perfect
view.
Like this way.
What do you need?
Okay, what
you
need?
Hey,
yeah.
David, you might want to remove the...
Take yourself off.
I'd hate for that to choke you and kill you.
Actually, let me do this.
Yeah.
That's it.
This will be better.
Yeah. Yeah.
You're gonna sit on.
Yeah.
Exactly.
We're rolling.
We're
rolling.
Yeah.
Rotate.
No,
about to pull that over here. I
want to
talk.
Is Facebook on right now?
It was, and then it got kicked off. So I'm gonna have to post this.
Okay. You and I
Facebook.
Are about to get super.
Every time
close,
we play
okay?
music, it kicks us off.
Are you ready?
I hope I put on some
up close and personal.
Morning.
Here we go.
Okay. So just go through this. No, go through this slow, Shannon. Okay.
Wait,
here we go. Tell everybody what you're doing here. Okay.
So I'm going to do a rear naked choke.
Okay,
I'm
rear
bring,
naked choke. Okay.
Bring my arm.
Oh my gosh.
Wow,
she got me.
He's really big. I'm sorry.
You're okay. But I feel that.
Right here,
whoa.
I'm gonna close the bridge and I'm just going to breathe.
No, oh, wow. Holy cow.
Oh, you wuss.
One more time.
Okay.
Well, you shut up.
Well, you're a masochist.
Yeah.
He said one more time. He likes it.
He does like it.
You ready? Okay.
Wow, I can feel it contracting. Woo!
Yeah, so
wow.
those
you
chokes.
Did you hold your breath and start
It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. Yeah, even if you held
well,
your
try,
breath.
Try.
I, no, you
so
no,
the rear naked chokes, the triangle chokes, and the guillotine chokes are all blood chokes, which means we're attacking the carotid arteries.
Can we do a blood choke on him or guillotine choke on him?
Oh, yeah, we can do a guillotine.
That's what we just did.
Is different.
I'm having trouble swallowing right now.
You
want to
do a guillotine?
Yeah, let's do a guillotine.
Now listen, I want to be able to. She's going to guillotine on me.
You're trying to save lives here. Let her do this.
So what are we doing here now?
So turn around for me here. All right, ready?
Oh wow! Hold on.
Are you ready?
Okay.
Tap. Remember to.
Wow!
Good Lord!
What you doing?
Wow!
Yeah. What happened? Yeah. Just, but your back feels better.
Wow! No, I'm gonna tell you those are. And boy, you have to get tight. Now, what happens if you don't get a good? If you don't, you have to have the perfect thing, right?
So yeah,
can you kick him in the scrotum?
I can, and that's why we practice.
Yeah, so all I need
over
to do
and
is,
over and over.
Can I use you for a second? So if I have him here and he's not in a good position, I'm going to move his head, manipulate his head as I need to. You can punch all you want, but you're going to go to sleep.
Woo! Wow! Golly! That's
Jessica.
That is outstanding.
You guys are going to have a nice fun date tonight.
How long does it take for students who've never done this to learn that?
Tonight we have the triangle choke, so I'll teach new people triangle choke tonight.
But for the application.
So to kind of tell you about how the class and everything works. So
hell, I need the class.
Our class
we would love it.
We have 15 1-hour classes that teach different techniques to defend against the 20 most common attacks against women.
Okay.
So every time you do 15 classes and you get 15 check marks on your stripe column, you get a stripe on your belt. So by the time you reach 3 stripes on your belt, you're starting to finally get to the mechanics of it. Because guillotines are hard. And even me doing it almost 4 years, I still struggle with them to get them just right. So, but by the time you get those 3 stripes, 4 stripes, then you're doing it pretty well.
He's got 100 pounds on me. It makes no difference.
It makes no difference.
I want to get down there, but if he's coming at me like that, I mean, he's got 100 pounds
he's
on me.
He's coming at
got,
you like that? You
well,
sprawl?
Well, he's got what do you got, another half a foot?
That doesn't matter. You sprawl out, hold his shoulders, and you direct his head under your arm. If somebody's coming at you and you can grab their shoulders and sprawl,
now, what I'm talking about, but you guys aren't yoked, you know, as far as that goes. Well, you know what I mean.
You better watch out, Roger.
I can't wait till she whoops your ass.
I'd say she's pretty bowed up.
Roger, why don't you get in the choke?
You're talking about a big muscular guy.
Right. Because that's what I mean. I mean, it's not like, I mean, you have that. So you've got to be able to. Well, if you're on the ground, I'm just trying to say, well, how do you, when that guy's attacking you, I mean, you're on the defensive.
Right.
Is that what you're doing? You're waiting on them to get to the point you can get to the, you're not going after it.
We want him to be tired. Okay, so if he's...
So are you screaming? You're in the parking lot.
I'm screaming.
Is it daytime? Are you screaming, get away?
Yes,
you're screaming.
Oh, we're causing a scene, no doubt.
Help me, Tom Cruise type stuff.
Yes, yes.
Now, let me ask you, so what happens if the attacker, the only thing I would think you'd have to be really, is a punch to the face. I guess that's something
We teach you how to avoid that as well. Punch safe.
Okay.
But it's punch block stage 1, and you stay there, and I can block here. If you decide that you want to rise up and punch, I can block there.
Let me ask you the scenario. Let's say somebody comes up and slaps you. He's going to be aggressive. He slaps you. And again, so do you, you're being attacked and he slaps and he's coming after you. So do you know that?
I'm going to go into a clinch.
Okay. I'm
going
to clinch you. You're not going to let him do it. You're going to go after that.
What's the clinch?
If I see him coming up, if he's coming up like Will Smith, I'm going to go in and I'm going to grab him.
You're
here,
ducking down and you're going. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I'm going to hold him until I don't hold him anymore.
So you're
not trying to get do
no,
the blood
I'm
here.
I'm holding on as tight as I can.
Now he's beating on your back. What are you doing?
That's okay. Once he settles down, I can take a punch to the back.
Well, ideally, hoping there's other people watching it and not videoing what's going on.
Well, and they're
going
to video. The chances of somebody actually helping you are pretty slim.
But the point you're making is when you've locked onto that, you're waiting to then. Now you're in my world now.
Yes.
I'm going to wait till I get the, and he may pound on your back, but it's going to take only a second before I get ready to put you down or get you in a lock.
Yes.
And in other words, that's why you change the game. He slaps you, you go, okay, I've got to go in. right. control him and then put the lock on
you
him.
You have to think of it like this, too, as there's an element of surprise. Like, if you grab
me... you're surprising him by going back at him.
Right. You're not expecting me to... If you grab me, you're not expecting me to grab you back.
Right, right.
You're not expecting me to...
Oh, he'll think, you wanna, oh, man, what have I got myself into
right,
with this girl?
Right. Yeah. If you and you're not expecting the person who is an unsuspecting target
right.
to run at you. It's like, okay, well, bring it. If this is what you want to do, we're in it now.
Yes.
So there's an element of surprise that comes along with this as well.
My throat is still a little, just from that little, wow. I'm telling you, this is effective stuff, Roger.
Well, there's an exercise. You've got to be doing something to stay in shape or something. Let me tell you,
you don't.
You don't?
Because look at me. I'm a 58-year-old overweight woman. When I started, I was very self-conscious about my
sure.
body size
sure.
and I had no self-esteem. It was very low and I felt like, what am I doing? Like, I don't know that I can do this. But it has nothing to do with how in shape you are.
But
it
why
has
did
nothing
you do it?
To do yeah. with, because I worked in downtown Little Rock.
Okay.
My husband was like, Tom and Shanna were having a free women's self-defense seminar at their school.
Yeah.
And we've known Tom and Shanna for a long, long time.
You saw the opportunity.
But Scott was like, with you working downtown, I really, really wish that you would go take this seminar.
That was the beginning.
And so I did it. And the first trap and roll that I did by myself with somebody, and I was like, wow, did I just do that?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm like, this seems kind of fun. It seems like something I could get into. So when I started, we didn't have Women in Power just yet. They were working on getting their pink belts so that they could offer the curriculum. So I had to go into combatives, which is a co-ed class.
Right.
So I'm in there with people half my age, and I struggled with it for a while. I struggled with self-esteem and feeling like I could do it. But the longer that I did it, the better I felt.
Yeah,
I felt strong. I felt confident.
That's great.
And which is something I'd never felt before.
Yeah, I can tell over the years talking to you as you were progressing, your confidence gaining. And so
how long has this been happening there?
4 years now. Yeah,
yeah, so as soon as Women Empowered started officially, which was in 2019, October 2019, I immediately started because I was like, I got to get one of those pink belts. Like that.
Yeah.
But as I got into that and I discovered how important it was, I became very passionate about it because I feel every woman needs to know how to defend themselves. And so... I loved it. I kept going, and I wanted to start helping others as I gained knowledge, because now that I know all this knowledge, I feel like I'm doing other women a disservice by not telling them about it.
Okay.
And I want people who are like my age and who aren't in great physical shape that you can do this.
It's, I agree.
When we come back, we'll throw out. Yeah, I love it. I mean, it really has. I can tell in my communications with you over the last few years what a difference it's made for you.
But when we come back, we'll see if we can get Basil to pass out.
No, that's it. I've done all.
That's the goal.
We will not be responsible.
I have made a commitment. I want to take some classes.
We want to do that.
So,
we would love for you
all right, it is 9:33 here on Morning Mayhem. If I could read